Allah created us to know Him, to love Him, to worship Him. And we do this by living in this world, by being a part of society. We go out and we learn, and we earn a living, and we have relationships with others. And the Quran and the Sunnah has given us all the instructions we need to succeed. It teaches us how to behave, how to interact with one another, how to speak. All the principles for a good life are laid out. And one of the Quranic principles for a good life is to always speak good or remain silent.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم everyone. What's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. When we deal with people, there are bound to be times where we'll get upset, frustrated, irritated, even angry. And we're going to want to act on these emotions. But a Muslim must always be in control of their emotions and always try to speak good. Not only do we say good, words that have good meanings, but also we say it in a good way. And this is applicable in every area, with our parents, with our friends, with our spouses, with our children, with our siblings, when we go out to work, at the grocery store, in every situation, we must try our best to speak good.
وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُوا الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا.
This is a command from Allah telling us to speak that which is good, to always choose the best words and the best speech. Imam Al-Qurtubi mentions that this ayah was revealed regarding Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that a man cursed him. And Umar retaliated and wanted to beat this person up. And Allah revealed this ayah telling the believers to always speak that which is good. Because shaitan wants to cause corruption between us. He wants to ruin our relationships. He sees us from places that we cannot see him. He knows our weaknesses. He knows the times when we are most vulnerable. He knows our triggers better than we know ourselves. And he waits for that moment. That when the time comes, he will make us say that which is bad, that which will ruin our relationships. Because Allah tells us that shaitan is a clear enemy for insan, for the human being. So we need to have mastery over our emotions, control over our tongue, so that we always speak good. Now this doesn't mean that we don't get upset, that we don't feel anger. Rather, it means that we feel this emotion and we understand what's going on. We know what emotion we're feeling and we manage it in the correct way. This is what's called emotional intelligence. And it is very important that we have control over our tongue. Because how many times have we seen that one word, one sentence can ruin a relationship, can ruin a marriage, can crush somebody, can ruin a friendship, and can even get you punched in the face? Allah tells us about the Ibadur Rahman, the qualities of the servants of the Most Merciful.
وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا.
When the ignorant people say to them something that they dislike, they respond by saying that which is better, because they understand that self-control is strength. They don't let ignorant people dictate how their emotions are going to be. Rather, they have control over their moods and their behaviors. And they say that which is good in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to be from His special slaves. And this is easier said than done, because Allah will put us in situations where we'll be tested to see whether or not we have control over our tongue, whether we'll say the right thing or not, especially with our parents and our spouses and our children and our siblings. Because it's easy to be nice outside, at the grocery store, at work, at school. But what happens when we're tired and we go home and we get irritated? Are we still able to hold our tongue? Think about how good it would be if we had control over our tongue, if we mastered our emotions. How good our relationships would be if we only spoke that which is good. The next time you get upset and feel your emotions riling up, remember the verse that was recited, and also try to remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said that whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let them speak good or remain silent. If we can't say that which is good, then at least we should stay silent. And if we mess up, we should immediately apologize. We should not delay. We should ask Allah to forgive us. And then we should ask ourselves, what went wrong? And how can I improve on this? How can I be better? Because we never know. One good word that we say can be so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can be the means of Him showering us with His mercy and His blessings. May Allah bless every single one of you guys for listening. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.